Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 34, Motivation Matters, How to Create It and Keep It. I thought the topic of motivation would be a great one early on as we head into this new year ahead. You may have recently considered your intentions and your goals for this year and already be starting on the focus of those. And however that's going, sometimes it can be great to come back to the awareness of that motivation so that we don't find ourselves losing that motivation and that spirit early on. So ways to help keep that motivation and also to create that motivation if we feel like we have these goals, intentions, ideas of things we'd like to achieve, but we're struggling in the motivation. So a great episode to combine with early January and your focus for this year ahead. And I love having that focus for the year ahead. I love having that awareness of the intentions that I have for the year and coming into that sense of a fresh new energy with that fresh new year. I think it's said that that third Monday in January is classed as the Blue Monday, classed as the most depressing day of the year. That's something to be aware of because often we hear that bandied about quite a bit in January and when it comes around to that time. And mindset is so powerful. If we're hearing that, you know, that day is what is classed as the most depressing day of the year, then we can almost set ourselves up for it. We can almost feel into that and believe that that's how that day is to be. But obviously there is an awareness around that day in being into that winter, early into January, not long past that Christmas time, that busy festive period. So also setting ourselves up with self-care and all of those reminders that we need and that are going to support us through this winter time and through this first month in the new year. So how are you going to make this month nourishing and nurturing? How are you going to give yourself that self-care to support you through this time? I mentioned in a recent episode about how this winter time is also a time for hibernation and that coziness, obviously those darker nights. So allowing that comfort more in life at the moment and knowing that that's okay. Knowing that it's good to allow that me time, that comfort and that coziness and to embrace that however you can. It can be good to consider the opposite when we know that Blue Monday is coming and thinking, okay, how am I going to make this an amazing day and an amazing start to the week? Just completely flipping that. How am I going to really focus on my intentions and embrace this time, embrace this year, whilst giving yourself that comfort and coziness and support? One of the biggest and most important things when it comes to our motivation and helping to keep us motivated is knowing our why. Quite often, if we have things in mind that we want to achieve, goals, how we would like to see our life, but we don't know, for example, why we would like to achieve what we'd like to achieve, why it's important, then we almost don't have that drive behind it all that can keep us motivated or that we can tap into for that motivation. So for example, if you consider your intentions, goals, dreams that you would like to achieve in life, perhaps you can think recently on if you'd set any intentions for the year ahead or any intentions for the future and broken that down for the steps this year ahead. And have a think on why you would like to achieve that. What you can also do is to keep asking yourself why. So when you get an answer of why you'd like to achieve what you'd like to achieve, ask yourself why And with that answer, ask yourself why with that answer and why. Again, just keep asking yourself why, and it allows you to dig deeper and deeper. It's a really popular mindset process or strategy that can help you dig deeper into your why, to really find out that why of what drives you at more of a core level. And therefore, it's just a really powerful way, knowing that, to be able to push yourself forwards, to keep that focus, to understand where you're headed and what's going to motivate you to keep on your path there. So when you consider why you have the intentions you have, are there drives behind it, like wanting to achieve something for your family, for yourself, for a way of life, for something being different, to be able to serve others? Dig deeper and deeper and deeper and really find out that why for your motivation. As I said, that's one of the most powerful things when it comes to motivation, is knowing your why. There's also a book, and it's called Start With Why, which is Simon Sinek. It's a great one for entrepreneurs, business owners, things like that, in knowing your why and being able to share that. But also, it may help to give some ideas into digging into your own why, what's important, and taking it back. He has some YouTube videos online about Start With Why as well, so feel free to search that online. And again, that might give some answers and indicators on how you can dig into your own why a little bit more. And again, another great thing with motivation is taking action. I don't know how many times I myself have fallen into procrastination, and I've kind of found myself stuck, or I've been stopping myself moving forward, stopping myself taking action, potentially losing a bit of clarity, unsure. The thing is, when we're not taking that action, firstly, that clarity doesn't come along, but also we don't get that motivation, because we can't feel proud of ourselves or feel that natural motivation, because actually we're on a roll. You know, as we start to take those steps, move forwards, we kind of get on a bit of a roll, we build up a bit of steam. And by taking action, again, feeling proud of yourself, seeing that action you've taken, and it doesn't matter how messy, it can be messy action that you've taken, but it's still action moving forwards. And to be able to see that you're even a few steps ahead is just such a great motivation, a few steps ahead from where you wanted to be. So just start where you can and allow yourself to just go for it. As we take that action, you'll find also that you'll get a bit clearer, but also some of those limiting beliefs that potentially you have will begin to fall away also, because, for example, if there's a limiting belief of I can't do this, but by pushing yourself and taking little steps of action, you prove to yourself that you can. You prove to yourself that you can do it. You are doing it. You're achieving. So that also boosts your self-esteem, your purpose, your why, all of it. And knowing that why, as we mentioned earlier, of why you want to achieve what you want to achieve, why it's important to you and what's important, remembering that and knowing that is something to come back to each time. So if you do find that you wobble a bit on your path in achieving your goals, you can come back to your why. Just remind yourself of your why and get back on track with that motivation. It can also help us to break down our goals into smaller, bite-sized chunks. We mentioned this in a recent episode about setting our intentions for the year ahead. So rather than allowing the intention, the goal that we have, to feel overwhelming because it's this huge thing that we want to achieve potentially, and it might feel huge to us even if it's not huge as well. So as a set intentional goal, it can feel quite a big thing. So breaking it down into bite-sized chunks, breaking it down into step by step. We mentioned before about creating habits also that's going to help day on day to get the results towards your goal, and to celebrate those little wins, no matter how small, celebrating those little wins. It can also help if we find we lose a little bit of motivation, or if we can't find that motivation, to shift our mood and change our environment. And this can be a great time of year to do this. So if potentially you're feeling like you need a bit more motivation, how can you make changes to your environment? I almost feel like that bit of spring clean, that fresh energy, having a declutter, clearing some space, just really does reset and refresh our energy and our space around us. and that allows for more motivation, more clarity, thinking more clearly, better for decision making. So having a bit of a declutter and resetting your space so that shifts and changes your environment, but also to shift and change your mood where you can. So if you're feeling a bit stuck, or if you feel like you've lost a bit of that motivation, if you're focusing on something, how can you shift your own mood or energy? Can you go out for a walk in nature and just get some fresh energy, some fresh air? Take that time out, a bit of time for you, just something to just shift your own energy and mood. And that really does help with our motivation. I mentioned recently about also creating a vision board. So if this is something that you haven't yet managed to achieve, then take the time to create that vision board. That's a great motivation to see that vision board and have it up some way that you'll see it often. I have mine as a background to my computer, my laptop, so I see it as like a background and screensaver there. And I also have another one that's up on my wall. So having images, words, things that are going to remind you of your focus and what you want to achieve. It can also be really helpful to get yourself a mentor or a coach, someone that's going to be that little bit of accountability or support you in your thought processes or focus or motivation to help keep you on track and seeing what you want to achieve and where you want to go and removing any blocks that are preventing you and getting there. I find that can be really helpful, as it's surrounding yourself with people who are supporting you and who are helping you focus on getting to where you want to be. So also just in general, surrounding yourself with people who are going to support and encourage you, who are a positive influence, can be really beneficial in our motivation. Having almost our own cheerleaders there that are supporting us along the way. And equally, we know we're going to be a cheerleader for those people. I find it really helpful to also continue to reevaluate and reassess my goals. Each week I like to have a focus for that week ahead and to plan things out in my week ahead. So each day I'll know what I'm focusing on and what I want to achieve. And so almost at the start of every week, for me, it's like a refresh and a reset. Okay, what's the focus for this week? How am I planning out this week? What am I going to achieve this week? Again, that's a way to bring it down into bite-sized chunks, but also to just see the week ahead. It's really handy to look at in my diary. And also I'm coming back to my intentions and reminders each and every week as a reset and a way to reevaluate, reassess. There's also a book that I love, and it's called Eat That Frog. And this springs to mind to me so often. Sometimes I don't even need to consciously think of it, and I naturally work in the way of eating that frog. And Eat That Frog is all about those things that we want to achieve, those things that we want to do, maybe the steps towards your goals. For example, if I'm looking at my week, the beginning of each week ahead, and there are things on there that have been on there for the last few weeks, maybe, and I'm rewriting them again for another week, or there are things on there that I really don't want to do, and it's easy to procrastinate and put them off and leave them there. In some ways, obviously, potentially they're not as important, but maybe there are things that I really do want to do and potentially need to do. Potentially they're things that are going to support me in my journey and my intentions and goals, but I'm putting it off for some reason. Maybe it feels like an overwhelming task or a big task. Perhaps I'm letting some limiting beliefs creep in there. And Eat That Frog is all about getting those things that we're putting off, that we're avoiding, that we're not taking action on, and getting them done first, getting them out of the way. Sometimes I find I even do this with little things like responding to an email or a message or something, and it's actually quite a simple thing to do. But it can be easy to step into the space of, I'm busy, I don't have time to do that at the moment. But actually, again, getting those little things done and out of the way, it frees up our mind a lot more because we've got that out of the way and we don't need to think on that. We're not potentially writing it down for another week or having it there looking at us as something that still needs to be done. But also it can really help in that motivation. Firstly, we're achieving things, we're getting them done. And sometimes by doing a lot of those little things, it actually, we're able to cross a few things off our to-do list, which feels really productive and supports our motivation, keeps us going and gives us that boost of energy because we're getting through jobs and achieving. But also it can be really motivating that that thing that we've potentially been putting off or dreading or leaving there, we've got out the way. And that is such a huge thing for motivation. We can feel incredibly proud of ourselves and motivated because it's a big thing that we've done and got out the way. So I love Eat That Frog. Feel free to have a look at the book. It's a great read to help you in motivation and reducing procrastination and being focused with your goals. So do be proud as you take motivation from any action, big or small. Shine a light on any of those limiting beliefs that are potentially holding you back or stopping you from taking action or reducing your motivation. Shine a light on them and see them for their truth. See them as they are, that they're unhelpful thoughts or beliefs. And as they say, just because we think it is not to say it's true. So it's seeing it as the unhelpful thought that's potentially holding us back. And beginning to trust and lean into that belief that you can. That you can achieve your goals, that you can achieve your intentions. They're your goals and intentions for a reason, and it's believing that you can, believing that you are given those goals and intentions for a reason. So seeing that you can achieve those and keep reminding yourself that you can, believing in yourself. Again, journaling is a great one to come back to. You can journal on why you are feeling stuck with your motivation, see what comes up. Again, once we get things written down, we can see them for what they are and we can start to work with that and move past that and shift past that. So journaling is also a great one to help you create that motivation and stay on track with your motivation. So I hope this episode helps in coming back to or staying with your intentions and goals, and a reminder to keep that motivation, to create that motivation and move forwards with that motivation that is so supportive and helpful in helping you achieve your goals.